Hey everybody, welcome to the 5 by the Fire podcast. I'm your host Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every evening we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So go ahead, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is 5 by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Genesis 40, Mark 10, Job 6, and Romans 10. And in Romans 10 today, Paul shares his heart for the Jews, the people of Israel, and that they would be saved. Paul says, "They have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge." And when I first read this, I had to pause and reflect because I thought if any of the two parties, you know, the Jews or the Gentiles, had knowledge-based eagerness or enthusiasm, it would be the Jews. I mean, the Gentiles really knew nothing of God. They were lost. They were even considered the ones far from God. But the Jews were the ones thought to be close or near. The people of Israel, they had law upon law handed down, and they passionately taught one another the law. So much of their society was based on that law. So how can they be eager for God but not based on knowledge? The reality is wrapped up in the word knowledge. The word used in the original Greek was epignosin or epignosis. And let me break that down for you. Epi, that prefix, it means fitting or on. And it really just gives emphasis to the latter part, gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S, which means applied knowledge or a working knowledge gleaned from firsthand personal experience. And it's one that connects theory to application. Application knowledge, you know, it's gained in a direct relationship. So think about the religious cult from many, many years ago. I think back from like 200 BC, the Gnostics. They were all about only the experiential sense of knowing God, right? Or the opposite folks that we even have more of today called agnostics. They don't believe you can ever know God. All of these use that root word for the knowledge, gnosis, you know? So their zeal for God was not based on a personal working relationship. They knew the law, but they lacked discernment that comes from experience and relationship with God. We see that same word for know in John 10, verse 27, when Jesus, calling himself the Good Shepherd, refers to his sheep and he says, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them, gnosko, and they follow me." So Paul here in Romans 10 is saying that the Jews are eager for God, but they don't know him. It is this knowledge that saves, that marks us as the Good Shepherd's sheep, that becomes our basis for rightly applying God's word to our life and to the world in which we engage. We'll explore other implications of this discernment, this knowing relationally of God tomorrow as we talk more directly about the conversation that's been going on in Job. But today, Paul says of the Jews, because they do not know God, they are entirely unaware of his righteousness and look to build a faith based on their own. While they were not the lawless Gentiles, they were in the same way lost and in need of God's righteousness only given through Jesus, as we discussed back on day 31. The question for us again is this: do we know God? Or do we simply have religion based on a zeal for him that lacks a relationship with him? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you not only have given us a book of law, instructions, a manual, but you've given us through the work of Jesus on the cross, your Holy Spirit, the indwelling Holy Spirit that gives us discernment and relationship with you, and you walk with us. And as we mentioned yesterday, you never leave us, but you journey with us forward in this life so that we can apply your word in the way that you would have us in each and every situation. We thank you for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, thanks for listening. Go to 5bythefire.org for more. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow night on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.